You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, time now to focus on what's happening on the rest of the continent. Crystal Audison, a happy Monday. Always good to chat to you. It's very, very interesting developments in Botswana, just across the border. President Masisi there denying this report of what, a $600 million loan to Zimbabwe. Crystal?
Happy Monday to you too. Good morning, Bongani. So, of course, we know that Zimbabwe's economic meltdown is happening, but there's so much happening, Bongani, that to make sense of everything, you know, it's almost like looking for a missing piece of the puzzle. So now we see President Masisi dismissing reports that the country had offered Zimbabwe $600 million, and this was supposed to be a diamond-backed loan. Now, the government is saying that they only offered around a guarantee of $100 million, and that actually would be private credit to Botswana companies to invest in Zimbabwe. Now, this report of the $600 million came from Zimbabwe's foreign ministry, and they told the state media that Botswana had offered to lend Zimbabwe $500 million to support its diamond industry and then another $100 million for local private firms. Now, I do think, Bongani, that I think the dire economic situation in Zimbabwe means that we often see when the state media reports something, it's seen as it's the voice of government, and it could all be seen as pressurizing Botswana to, in fact, lend that money to the country. But, of course, the president setting the record straight, saying this is not happening. In fact, they're only going to give food supplies and medicine supplies to the country, and, in fact, they are still waiting for a letter of guarantee from Zimbabwean banks to actually release that $100 million. Now, in terms of Zimbabwe on the ground, you know, there's a new currency called the RDGS, which is called the Real-Time Growth Settlement, which is, you know, seen as a fixed exchange rate. Tendai Biti, former foreign finance minister, called it voodoo economics, and he says it's a total disaster, and of course there's no confidence or any reserve, and basically it means, Bongani, that every day is a new day with money that you have in your hand. How you survive, how the government actually pays its bills is quite miraculous, and I think it's putting pressure on countries like South Africa and Botswana to come to the rescue of the country.
Yeah, I mean, it's an absolutely extraordinary development there, Crystal. Imagine going to bed every night and what you had in your bank account is less worth than nothing the very next day, not being able to predict what your future is going to be. Crystal Audison there with this morning's Africa Report.